Hi, this is David. You're probably familiar with celebrities like Kim Kardashian and Selena Gomez, who have become successful entrepreneurs with best-selling product lines. But it's not simply their celebrity that has made their product successful. An overlooked secret is actually the business behind their business, and that business is Shopify. Shopify has made selling online simple for millions of businesses worldwide. And at the same time, they make buying online easy for shoppers. Shopify has the number one checkout system on the planet, with conversions up to 50%. So, if you have a product to sell, now is the time to upgrade your business and get the same checkout that Kim Kardashian uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/inspirational, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/inspirational to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/inspirational. Thank you. Welcome to our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's talk was edited and adapted from Within You Is the Power by Henry Thomas Hamblin, published in 1920. The true object of life is that we may attain wisdom through experience. This cannot be accomplished by giving in to the difficulties of life, but only by overcoming them. The promises of God are not made to those who fail in life's battle, but to those who overcome. Neither are there any promises that we shall have an easy time and be happy ever afterwards. Yet this is what the majority of people are forever seeking: an easy life, a good time, freedom from suffering and care. But in spite of all their seeking, they can never find that which they desire. There is always a fly in the ointment of their pleasure, something that robs them of true happiness, or possibly combinations of circumstances conspire to upset all their plans. Life is a paradox. The true object of life is not the attainment of happiness, but if we attain the true object of life, we actually do find happiness. Those who are ignorant of life's true purpose, and who seek happiness high and low, year after year, fail to find it. Like a will-o'-the-wisp, it forever eludes them. On the other hand, those who recognize the true object of life and follow it attain happiness without seeking for it. It is impossible for anyone to have an easy life, and if it were possible, then life would be not worth living. For the sole object of life is the building of character and the attainment of wisdom through experience. Knowing that we have to meet trouble and overcome difficulty, and that it is only by doing so that we can attain wisdom and build up character, the question then is not whether we shall meet with trouble and adversity, but rather how we shall meet them. Shall we be victorious, or shall we be submerged? Shall we overcome life's difficulties, or shall we give in to them? The majority of people are drifters on the sea of life. They are wafted here and blown there. They are also carried hither and thither by every current. It is only the few who realize that they have the power of the infinite within them, by which they can rise superior to all their difficulties, overcome their own weaknesses, and through victorious experience, attain wisdom. The extent of the power that we can bring into our life is the measure of our faith in that power. If our faith in it is small, then our life will be feeble and lacking in achievement. But if our faith in the power within us is large, then great will be the power manifesting in our life. The power of the infinite is unlimited and inexhaustible. All that is required is an unquenchable belief and trust in it. Trouble comes to all of us, but while it makes some people stronger and better in every way, it submerges others so that they never rise again. The trouble is the same with both. It is how it is met that makes the difference. Those who meet difficulty and adversity with the feeble strength of their finite minds and false personality are speedily overwhelmed and broken by the storms of life. But those who rely upon and have faith in the power within them can never be overwhelmed. Neither can they ever be defeated. For their inner power, being infinite, is always sufficient, no matter how great the need may be. The one who realizes their own real spiritual identity knows that they can never die, that they can never be defeated, that they can never really fail. They may lose their body through the change that is called death, but the soul, the true self, can never die. Neither can you fail. Though you be defeated 1,000 times, you will rise again.